On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut considers putting speed cameras on some of its major highways. An effort in the state looks to put SNAP benefits back on the table for residents, plus meet the twin brothers bringing their community together through classical music. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing a bill from Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro that would fund the Department of Homeland Security minus the parts that deal with immigration. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
DHS has been shut down for more than a month. The DeLauro bill to fund the department, minus ICE and CBP, was introduced 5 weeks ago. That means it's eligible for a discharge petition. So if enough members of the House sign off, Speaker Mike Johnson has to bring it to the floor for a vote.
House Democrats are taking matters into our own hands. And I call on my Republican colleagues in the rank and file who know what their leadership is doing and they know it is wrong. Please join us in this effort.
Democrats have said they won't fully fund the department without meaningful reform to ICE, including banning agents from wearing masks and ending roving patrols. Republicans want to fund the entire department, including ICE and CBP. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Connecticut is considering putting cameras on some major highways to catch and fine speeding drivers. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The State General Assembly is considering a pilot program that would use cameras to fine drivers caught traveling 15 miles per hour over the speed limit, with higher fines for repeat violations. The State Department of Transportation would run the pilot program. The DOT uses speed cameras in highway work zones and approves plans by cities and towns to use the technology. Another proposal before the legislature would make it illegal to play videos within the driver's view. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Some Connecticut lawmakers want to put SNAP benefits back on the table for residents after they were cut last year. WSHU's Erin Pellegrini has more.
The Trump administration cut funding to SNAP benefits last year and expanded the working age range to receive benefits. That means about 2.5 million people around the country can apply for benefits. That includes about 36,000 people in Connecticut. Some of those people spoke at the Capitol this week, as State Senator Matt Lesser pushes a bill that would restore those benefits statewide. Marissa Rodriguez of New Britain said people with disabilities or medical issues need SNAP benefits.
Having food is not a luxury. It is a human right that everyone deserves to have, especially when they have health issues that need to be managed on a daily basis.
A Bristol resident said she had to sell her late father's jewelry to afford medication for her diabetes. The bill would take $40 million from the state's contingency fund that would cover about a year of SNAP benefits, which would begin on July 1st. Erin Pellegrini, WSHU News.
Two brothers from Connecticut are bringing their community together through their love of classical music. That's the latest on WSHU's Good at Heart, and that's coming up.
I'm Wawa Gathero, and I'm thrilled to be joining WSHU Public Radio to give a keynote titled Social Justice and Sustainability, Building an Inclusive Climate Movement. In this talk, I'll explore how climate change and racial justice intersect, why inclusive leadership matters in building climate solutions, and how we can have the audacity to have climate hope in the midst of the polycrises surrounding us. Join me and WSHU Public Radio on March 24th in Fairfield.
Get your tickets now at WSHU.org.
House prices on Long Island are rising as there are fewer houses for sale than any point in the last decade. Analysts say the tight supply is driving competition among buyers and pushing prices higher across the region. Connecticut lawmakers are considering a ban on helium-filled balloons. Advocates say released balloons often end up in the ocean where animals could ingest them. Some small business owners say it could hurt the party supply industry. A federal judge overturned an ICE arrest in Suffolk County, ruling agents violated the law when they detained a man from El Salvador. The judge said the man had legal protections from a prior juvenile case and should not have been taken into custody. A new interstate medical licensure compact for physicians to practice in Connecticut took effect this week after it was initially adopted back in 2022 by the state legislature. It means that physicians licensed in 40 other states can now apply to work in Connecticut to help fill gaps in specialty healthcare jobs. Senator Saud Anwar is the chair of the state's Public Health Committee and a practicing doctor himself.
For specialty areas, this workforce challenge is very significant. What this would do is that people will be able to get a license in a somewhat seamless fashion if they are licensed in another state, and they also go through a background check, which would be a federal background check through the FBI.
Anwar said since the COVID-19 pandemic, the state has struggled filling healthcare positions, particularly specialist physicians who are aging out in Connecticut. The state also has similar compacts in place for nurses and physician assistants as well. The Monroe Summer Orchestra is the brainchild of twin brothers who want to share the joy of music with the Monroe community and beyond. Good at Heart host Randy Kay spoke with them about how they're shaking up the music scene in Connecticut.
My name is Anand Viraragov from Monroe. I am here as one of the co-founders, co-chairman, co-directors, shall I say, of the Monroe Summer Orchestra.
And my name is Avinash Viraragov, or just Avi for short. I am the other co-founder, co-chairman, and to those of you listening who can't see our faces, we are identical twins.
Tell us about the mission of the orchestra, Anand.
Yes, Randy. So we are a community orchestra, so that means that we're members of the community. Sounds cliche when I say it like that, but I really mean it. Those of us who live around the area, who like making music, we come together and we make music to put on for a concert to serve our community. Our main goal is to have fun, but we also do it to show everyone how great of a force music is. We're different from, say, a youth orchestra in that we're not there for education, but of course we take people from all ages, so there are a lot of people who learn along with us, some children, some adults. We ourselves were not professional musicians, but by doing this, we are able to continue our musical abilities and do something great for the community while we're at it.
All right. Thank you, Avi. Anything to add? We're kind of answering the first two questions at the same time. So the first one is, who do you help and how? But also, why you? Why does this matter to you?
Developing this community-led organization in Monroe has been a big thing for us because, well, this is the community that's raised us and we want the ability to give something back to it. We both sit on boards and commissions, which we were appointed to, but at the same time, it's a case of, well, what about something that can involve all sorts of people? And like Anand mentioned, we have people of all different ages. We also have folks coming from not just within Monroe, but other folks coming to the orchestra from other parts of Connecticut. Like, we had a father and son duo this past summer, and they're coming all the way from East Haddam. And then even from outside Connecticut, we had a special concert in December. We had this young man coming from Leona, New Jersey. So we have people really coming from all over just because they share this vision of giving something back to this small town and spreading music in and around it. Monroe has a little less than 20,000 people living in it. It's so small, but there's no dearth of talent in Monroe either.
How many are in the orchestra, and do people keep coming back?
So the interesting thing is, this past summer, I'm going to reference a man named Anthony. Anthony is our music director. Mr. Anthony Granada teaches at the middle school level in Fairfield. He has his training in conducting music education. He's also a professional violist. We thought maybe in our first concert in 2025, we'd have 10 to 15 people. We had 41.
And then when we put on our special concert for the holidays last December, that went up to a little over 50. And that holiday concert only happened because people love the summer concert so much. We heard audience members leaving the summer concert saying, oh, that was so good, but too bad it's only once a year. We heard a couple of our members also saying, if only we could do this more than once a year. So then we talked to Anthony and we said, do you think maybe we could do something for the holidays? And he said, guys, that is a fantastic idea. So when we had our holiday concert, I asked the audience, summer orchestra, winter concert, how is that possible? The answer, I pointed to them and I said, it's all your faults. And some of them too, pointing behind me.
I love this. And that was Anand, by the way, because you guys do sound kind of similar.
Do
people audition to get in? Like you said, you have youth, you have all levels, but I imagine there's an audition process, correct?
That would be a fair assumption, but we actually do not audition members. We ask them to self-assess.
Yeah, and here's a story about that. Last summer, we had three middle school students join, a fifth grader who was also participating in GCTYO, so he knew what his footing was, and then two sixth graders who were very unsure because they'd never played music of that level. And for one of them, a cellist, her mother told us, I don't know if she'll be up to it. And we said, well, give it a few weeks and see what happens. And then both of these sixth graders, they persevered, and by the end of it, they played this high level of music that everybody else was doing. Like, we have some members of the orchestra who are retired from their day jobs. They've been playing music like this for years and years. And then on the other end, we have these folks who have been playing for like 3 or 4 years at most. So it's really a case of, if you think you can do it and if you want to come and have that fun, there's a place for you in this orchestra.
That is my favorite thing that you've said so far. See, it sounds like the mix of ages mm-hmm. and levels that you have, that there's a lot of inspiration that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right? Final question, and I'll start with you, Anand. Why do you think we're here on Earth?
It's a very, very good question. So I think our God or gods or the heavens or whoever our makers are, they look at us and want us to do something to enrich this pale blue dot in the middle of the universe. We come here with a purpose to enrich our communities, and in doing so, we enrich ourselves, but we make good for everyone. We all come in with a purpose. We all are told, somehow subliminally, to follow our hearts and our dreams. To take a line from one of my favorite franchises, Pokemon, to not give up until it's over. Have that kind of strength, that determination, and we'll just keep on fighting for what we want, and that's our purpose.
Anything to add, Avi?
Sure. So like how he quoted Pokemon, I'm going to quote Downton Abbey, the great Dowager Countess, who said, all life is a series of problems which we must try and solve. I think about that, an endless series of solving problems. When I think about humanity and why we're here, I like to think about it in terms of always moving forward, becoming better versions of ourselves, making the world better, making everything around us better. Little actions make somebody's world a little better, even in ways that we don't necessarily know. Music, spreading music, brings people joy, it brings people peace, it brings people a means to connect with in a way that, who knows, maybe they didn't even know before. Something I told myself years ago is, in chaos there's art, and in art there's chaos, and in the orchestra I can see both of those things. But it speaks to how sometimes the journey can be rocky, but the journey is the journey. It keeps things moving forward.
And there's much more to Randy's conversation with Avi and Anand. You can hear it all on the Good at Heart podcast. Just go to WSHU.org. Good at Heart is sponsored in part by ProHealth Physicians. For the news you trust and music you love, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And for more on the music you hear, the latest news, and some behind-the-scenes fun, join us over on Instagram. We have a growing community of listeners on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.